B-Pod Studios.
Brandon Copeland, number 52, linebacker for the New England Patriots, joins us very early this morning. Hey, thanks for calling, Brandon.
Thanks for having me. How you doing?
Good. Were you in, it's Bob, LBF, and Brian. Were you in Kansas City last night?
Yeah, I was. Oh, I'm lucky to be.
Wow.
You must be tired.
What time did you touch down at Logan?
I think it was about 3 a.m.
Got
in the Brian Ford, so.
Jeez.
Yeah.
You guys
but
sleep,
I'm here with
sleep,
you guys.
Did you sleep
you
on
know?
The plane at all? Or?
Yeah. Unfortunately, I was able to get a little bit of shut out on the plane and got a little bit right before this, but
dang,
I'm
tough.
The man of my word.
You are. We appreciate that. Tough game last night. Yeah. We'll set that aside. It's just, the defense was great. That's what, we can say that?
Right.
Right?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. We'll leave it at that, Brandon. Hey, the reason he's up and calling us this morning is Brandon's got a special event happening tonight for the folks at fitmoney.org. You want to tell us about this assembly you got going on tonight?
Yeah, I'm excited. I think, virtual assembly, usually in typical times, or the old norm, I guess, I'd be going into schools almost on a weekly basis and just trying to encourage kids, help them, get excited about their education. And clearly, in this new norm, we're all at home and some of us doing some in-person education, some doing virtual. We'll have fun regardless. And I'm looking forward to tonight at 7 p.m.
All right.
Oh, we're talking to Brandon Copeland of New England Patriots, who's up early this morning to talk to us. But also, you're a professor of finance at the University of Pennsylvania.
Wow.
Tell me about, like, in
actually
between
know what you're
football.
Talking about.
I know.
Yeah.
So how long have you been doing that, and why is Fit Money so important to you?
Yeah, so this offseason will be my third year teaching at UPenn. And for me, it's about providing access to information and education. I think when you look at all the years of all the things that we're taught in schools, for some reason, we don't teach the things that, in my opinion, frankly, matter. The constants of life, the how to buy a house, the buying versus leasing a car, the good debt versus bad debt, budgeting. So we literally have a class. We've created a class called Life 401, and it's literally about just that.
Yeah, I love this, Brandon, because when I was in school, I always thought they should have this life course where here's how you balance a check. Here's how, you make sure you got enough money. You're not getting buried there. And that's what this is about. And it's for the age group, what, 7th to 12th grade. And anybody can register for this to watch. And this gets great.
Yeah, anyone can register. Come to my social media platform, my Instagram, at BCOPE, B-C-O-P-E 5-1. And the link is right there to register. It's free. Invite a friend, invite your parent, a teacher, et cetera, a classmate. So we're going to have some fun.
That's exciting.
I think I might. Can I join? I know I'm not in high school, but boy, I need
your
some
your daughter
help.
Is.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Oh, yeah.
I'll use her.
Brandon. Brandon Copeland, he's a linebacker for the New England Patriots, on the phone with us this morning. You're a professor of finance at University of Pennsylvania, which is an Ivy League school. You're breaking the mold, Brandon, of what football players are supposed to be like here.
Trying to maximize the platform, man. I have a lot of different things that I personally am interested in, and I have the fortune of having a grandfather who played 11 years, I've been able to learn a lot from him and also see his life after football. And one of the best lessons he gave to me was, anything that I want to do, go for it. Try it. Why not? Right? Especially while you have the platform.
And when Professor Copeland says, do your homework, you do it.
Yeah, you do it. Sir. Yeah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Hey, Brandon, we know you had a long night, to say the least, and you probably want to get some shut-eye in before the big event tonight. Again, if you want to join it, register at fitmoney.org. Hey, Brandon, good luck with the rest of the season, too. I think we'll get Cam back. It's going to be okay.
I'm excited about it. I appreciate you all taking the time.
You betcha. Awesome. Thank you, Brandon.
Go Patriots.
Okay,
thanks.
Go Pats. Bye-bye.
Wow, man.
Nice guy. Super smart. And just flew in from Kansas City, and he's going to be doing this tonight.
He's going to be tired.
Yeah, he's got the juice. He's ready to do it. If you want to sign up, register at fitmoney.org.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.